Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Hi, Dog Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, Storm. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, artist Lum is up to his neck in surrealism, love, and an art exhibit designed to sell war bonds and to present the combined paintings of Lum and his colleague Mabel Melrose. Meanwhile, Miss Melrose is still residing in the Peabody attic, much to the discomfort of Abner and his wife Elizabeth. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows back in the feed room of their Jot'em Down store and library. Listen.
Abner, will you stop bothering me? Can't you see I'm busy painting?
Well, now, Lum, there's something I just got to talk to you about.
Well, it can wait.
No.
I can't stand here trying to paint with you standing over my shoulder.
Well, it can't wait no such a thing. It's about Mabel Melrose.
Oh, Mabel. What was it?
You got to get that woman out of our house.
Now, listen, Abner. We've been all through that 1,000 or 100 times. She stays right where she's at.
Well, all right. Me and Elizabeth are going to sell the house and move then. I can tell you that right now.
Oh, now, you're just being ridiculous, Abner.
I ain't no such a thing.
Having a woman like Mabel around the house is a joy and a pleasure.
Huh.
Now, Granny's, I know I'm looking forward to having her around my house someday. Permanent.
Well, I wish you'd hurry up and marry her then and get her over to your place, because me and Elizabeth can't stand much more of her joy and pleasure.
Well, exactly what is it about her that bothers you, anyway?
Well, first of all, she got the parlor and dining room so cluttered up with her paintings that we had to eat out in the kitchen standing up.
Yeah, I know. But she'll take them pictures out of there quick as we put on the art exhibit.
Well, then she taken over little Pearl's room to work in, because she said it was too hot up in the attic there.
Well, that oughtn't to crowd you none. Little Pearl's away at that nursing school, ain't she?
Well, yeah, but now she's got the room so filled up with her painting junk that she can't sleep in there. So now she's sleeping in our bedroom.
In your bedroom?
Yes, sir, our bedroom.
Well, where do you and Elizabeth sleep then?
Well, we had to move up into the attic.
Oh.
And pretty soon she'll have us sleeping on the roof, I reckon.
Well, I wouldn't worry about it none.
Sleeping on the roof?
Well, as soon as the weather cools off a little, I might not sure she'll move back up in the attic.
Lum, it ain't gonna cool off for 3 or 4 months.
Well, I'll study about it and see what I can figure out.
I don't want you to study about it. I want you to do something about it and do it right now.
Abner, I'm too busy right now. Gotta finish painting this picture here. It's important.
Sassy frass.
It is important.
Oh, that silly bunch of junk you're doing there alone don't amount to a hill of beans, and you know it.
Silly?
Yes, sir, silly.
This here's a patriotics poster I'm working on.
Huh.
I'm going to stand it out in front of the art exhibit.
Uh-oh.
It's going to be a surrealistical picture of the four freedoms. And that ain't easy to do.
Well, the way you're doing it, well, nobody know what it's supposed to be, I can tell you that. I want you to do something about Miss Melrose.
Wait a minute, Abner. I believe I hear the customer just come in the store. Now, go on up front and wait on him.
Well, all right. But I'll tell you right now, if something ain't did about that woman pretty quick, I'm going to get Uncle Henry Lockwood to arrest her or something and run her clean out of town. I'm getting sick of
it. What in the world?
Oh, it's you, Cedric.
Yes, Mom.
I thought it was somebody.
No, Mom, just me.
Well, what can we do for you today?
Oh, let's see now. What was it now? Oh, yeah, I know I'm mad.
Mad?
Yes, Mom, that's what it is. I'm mad.
My dog, as I bound you, you ain't half as mad as I am.
Are you mad too, Mr. Abner?
You bet your life I am.
How mad are you?
Well, awful, dreadful, terrible, something awful mad, Cedric.
Boy, this is fun, ain't it?
Fun?
Yes, well, being mad this way, boy.
Man, I don't know what's fun about it. What are you mad about anyway, Cedric?
Why? Oh, can I use your telephone a minute?
Why, sure, it's right there. Wait a minute, though. You ain't gonna get on that phone and say a batch of mean things to somebody over there, are you?
Oh, no, Mom, I don't think so.
Well, all right, if you think you can keep yourself and your temper under control, why, I reckon you can use it to help yourself.
Yes, Mom, I'm very much obliged.
Just recollect now, don't say nothing you'll be sorrowful for, Cedric.
No, Mom. Lord, I don't think.
Yeah, don't go getting yourself into trouble now talking when you're mad that way.
All right. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Don't just keep saying hello, Cedric.
That's what he's saying.
Oh, well, go ahead, talk to him.
Hello, is that you, Cedric? Gomer?
Uh-oh, Gomer Bates. They must have had a fight over Clarabelle again.
Yes, well, this is Cedric. Say, Gomer, you recollect I was talking to you just a little bit ago, and did I tell you I was mad about something?
Oh, don't say too much, Cedric.
Well, what was it?
For the land's sake.
Oh, yeah, I recollect now. Much obliged, Gomer. Goodbye. Well, I know what I'm mad at now, Mr. Edmund.
For goodness sake, Cedric, did you have to call somebody up to find out what you was mad about?
Yes, Mom, you know what it is.
Huh?
Mr. Walt over the defense plant brung around some hand circlers saying we ought to put more of our money into payroll savings plan.
Oh, is that it?
Yes, Mom, that's it.
Well, me and Lum are the ones that got them hand circlers out, Cedric.
Yeah.
Why, sure. We done that as part of our work as co-chairmen of the Pine Ridge War Savings Staff.
Oh, well, then you fellas must be the ones I'm mad at, then.
Yeah, I reckon so, Cedric. But now, you oughtn't to be mad at nobody on account of that.
Yeah, but I don't want to put more money into that payroll idea.
You don't?
No, Mom. I'm already putting 10% in it.
Well, that's fine, Cedric. That's fine. But that ain't enough. See, it ain't enough to give the soldiers everything that they're going to need to win this war with.
Oh, are you sure it ain't?
I know it ain't, Cedric. We got that straight from the giverman. And, you know, me and Lum are sort of giverman fellers now. We're co-chairmen here of the war savings bond, you know.
Yes, Mom, but I'd sort of like that money for myself, though.
Well, Cedric, it's still your money. You're just lending it out to the giverman. That's all you're doing. You're going to get it all back, and you're going to get interest added to it when you do get it back.
Yeah, but I want the money now.
Now, listen, Cedric, if we lose this war, that money ain't going to do you no good at all.
Tain't, huh?
Why, of course it ain't. And here's something else. Cedric, you're making more money right now than you ever made before in your whole life, ain't you?
Yes, Mom. To be right honest, I believe I am.
And on top of that, there's less stuff for you to spend it on, ain't there?
Yes, Mom, I reckon so.
You can't buy no cars or no electric gadgets or take trips or nothing like that, Cedric.
No, that's right. I never thought about that.
So that extra money you got, you ought to put it all right in the war bond.
Yeah, but I like to hear all that money jingling in my pockets. I love that sound. It's music.
For the land's sake, sit your idea, Cedric.
I always get my wages changed into hard cash money, and then when I walk, I take big high steps, sort of jump along, so the money will jingle good and loud. Want me to show you how to do it?
No, don't bother. Sit down there now, Cedric.
Well, it ain't hard to do.
I don't care, Cedric.
Well, I ain't doing nothing.
Well, I don't want to see you do it.
I ain't busy.
Well, let me tell you something, Cedric. That jingling is an awful dangerous sound.
Mom.
It's all that loose spending money circulating about that's making prices go up. And Lom says that's what causes that interflation. That's dangerous, yes, sir.
Uh-oh.
And Dick Huddleston claims that it can ruin the whole country.
Oh, my goodness.
So now, when you go back over there to the plant, you better tell Walt Bates that you want to start putting more money into that payroll saving plan.
Yes, Mom, but what if I start putting more money into the pinball machine?
Huh?
It don't circulation around much in there.
Why, Cedric Weehunt, you ought to be shamed to death of yourself for even saying such a thing as that.
Is that bad?
That Hitler would just love to hear you say that.
He would, huh?
Yes, sir, he would.
Why, is he a good pinball player?
For the land's sake, Cedric.
Does he make some pretty good scores?
Well, he ain't made no good scores lately, I can tell you that, Cedric. Fact is, I think he's got to where he has to sort of tilt his machine.
He can't ever win the grand prize doing that. I found that out myself.
Why, of course he can't. And if we buy enough war bonds, we can keep him from winning the grand prize or any other prize. So now you do like I say and go on that payroll saving stuff now, Cedric.
I'd like to talk it over with Mr. Lum, though, I think.
Well, you can't do that now, Cedric. He's busy painting a poster to be put up in front of our war bond exhibit. Picture the Four Freedoms, he says.
The Four Freedoms?
Why, sure, you know what they are, Cedric.
Freedom of speech and worship and freedom from fear and want.
Yeah, that's it. Now, you recollect that, Cedric, so next time you won't have to come to me to find out what they are.
Yes, ma'am. Well, how can Mr. Lum paint all them things in one picture, though?
Well, if you want my honest opinion, Cedric, I don't think he can. He claims he can do it with that surrealism, but that stuff don't make no sense at all, I can tell you that right now.
No. How do you draw a picture of a speech? That's what I want to know. You can't see that stuff.
Huh?
Well, all you can do is just hear it when it comes out of a feller's mouth.
Well, I don't know, Cedric. That stuff's all too deep for me. I can tell you that right now.
Hi, Granny Zabner. I believe I got it.
Huh?
Yeah, I just worked out a new idea for the poster.
Well, good for you, Lum.
I think this expresses exactly what we want to express.
I never thought you'd do it.
Well, to be right honest, I might not give up myself. But I finally hit up on something it's sort of a symbol of them freedoms we're fighting for. Here, take a look at that.
Yeah. Let me see. Well, that's a picture of a war bomb, Lum.
That's right. Huh? You know why I use that?
No, sir.
Do you know what you're saying every time when you buy one of them bonds? You're saying, I believe in the ideals of the Four Freedoms, and here's the proof of my faith.
I don't be long for once that surrealism makes good sense.